Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Thank you so much for joining us. As I've mentioned earlier on, that the Cape Town International Film Market and Festival will get underway today until the 21st at the VA Waterfront, where you are joined on the line now by the festival's marketing director, Jihad Kasu, who tells us what we can expect. A very good morning to you, Jihad. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Az, and good morning to your listeners. A bit exhausted, but I'm here.
Hey, there's no time for resting now, especially when you're going to be running such a huge, huge project. I mean, talking about the numbers that the film industry has already assisted the country with, there can't be any rest for you. But tell us more, though. What is the festival about?
Well, you're right there. The film industry is making significant contributions to the economy of South Africa, and I think that's going to be showcased to a certain extent at the Cape Town International Film Market Festival, kicking off later this evening. What participants can expect is an array of things. It depends on what they're looking for. Firstly, we've got a fantastic selection of movies. We've got 150 film screenings between the 12th and the 21st. Those come from a range of countries, from Italy, from the Netherlands, from Bangladesh, from India, South Africa, and many more. So for the film lovers, at New Metro and State Chemical Cinemas at the VNA Waterfront, there are tickets available on sale. We encourage them to go to either our website or to those particular cinema websites to check what the film catalogue is and select the films that are appealing to them. And then in terms of industry stakeholders, your directors, your producers, and the scriptwriters, we have brought in a fantastic selection of industry experts from South Africa and from other parts of the world. An example is Alan Warner, a multiple Oscar winner for his production of the feature animation Shrek. So he's one of the leading animators in Hollywood right now, and he's coming through here to present a couple of masterclasses and engage with the animation industry at Cape Town. It will be his first time here. He's completely stoked to be coming through, and he cannot wait to engage with them. In addition to that, we've got industry stakeholders such as the National Film and Video Foundation that will be engaging with the industry as well, discussing what the status of the industry is like and looking at things like distribution and the benefits of co-production and how filmmakers can benefit from entering into co-production agreements. And then, very excitingly, tomorrow at Cape Town Stadium between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., we've got a drone activation. It's the only drone of its kind in Africa at this point in time. There's only a handful of licensed operators. This drone can lift up to 150 kilograms. So you can just imagine the lifting power of this machine and the cameras that it has to carry to shoot these incredible scenes that we see in action films on the big screen. So we encourage the public to go to Cape Town Stadium. Entry is completely free. Go there, have a look at these drones. So you could just be an aviation enthusiast or someone that's getting into using drone cameras. But go down to Cape Town Stadium. It's being run by Times Life. It's going to be a fantastic opportunity to look at some new technology, cutting edge. And it's the first time that it's here in South Africa. And then we've got our Film Market Expo that starts on the 18th of October and runs up until the 21st. And then we've got industry stakeholders presenting and marketing their wares. So these are different services from film service, vehicle hire. We've got the financial services company, ABSA, that will have an activation there as well. We've had some drone activations in there too. And there are countless others that will be there. So we engage the industry to go there. That is also free of entry, and it's located at the Cape Town Cruise Terminal. So that's adjacent to the Silo District. But if you go onto our website, you'll find a site map and you'll be easily directed to there.
And to you listening at home, let's bring you in the conversation. 21 minutes past, 22 actually, minutes past 5. A very good morning to you. Thank you so much. We're joined on the line by Jihad Kasu, Marketing Director for the Cape Town International Film Market and Festival, talking to us about what you can expect should you be going, and in fact, encouraging you to just go see what the industry is all about. 021-446-0567. Do you have any questions? Are you an individual that's involved in the film world? Do you have work to showcase? Would love to hear from you. And you can send your SMSs to 31567. Jihad, very quickly though, talking to you back to the festival. Local talent. It seems for me this would be the perfect platform then for them to show what they're capable of.
Absolutely. I think the kind of talent that can be showcased here is not only your filmmakers, your directors and producers and your scriptwriters, but also acting talent. And I think this is demonstrated by our selection of the festival ambassador being Pearl Toosey. We've selected Pearl because she's got a strong local appeal. People resonate with her, and at the same time, she's also internationally relevant. And we see this more and more. We look at Kim Engelbrecht, that has gotten a role in a production overseas in Flash. We look at Devin Hood, that is a Hollywood director as well. So we try to create a platform for all industry stakeholders to converge at our platform to network. So if you don't want to participate in the master classes and you just want to further your business network or your career network, this is the place to be. We've got people coming from Estonia, from the United States. We've got the president of the Movie Producers Association of America coming through, Justin Gray. These are all people looking for opportunities, not only for talent in terms of directing and actors and actresses, but also film investment opportunities. So if there are people looking for investment opportunities in film industry, such as building new studios, or bringing productions into the country, this is a place to be to network. It's a concentrated pool of industry stakeholders from all over the world. And rather than you traveling to an international film festival, we're bringing all of them right here, saving you the hassle of having to save to go overseas, because we know funding is one of the biggest challenges facing emerging artists and professionals in the industry. So we're trying to mitigate that risk and bring them right to your door.
Now, Jihad, two SMSs and a call has come in talking about the location of the film festival, talking to the fact that it's at the Western Cape, seems to be far removed from communities that would benefit from that. What's your take on this?
We do have activations that will be taking place throughout the year between the annual festivals, and one of these that I can allude to is called Free Travel. So this is a mobile cinema that will be traveling to different parts of the country, being launched at the film festival this year. And it's a collaboration between the Cape Town International Film Marketing Festival and the Global Max Media Group, which is our Chinese media partner. So in partnership with them, we'll be taking this mobile cinema to different parts of the Western Cape and different parts of South Africa, for that matter, to make sure that the festival doesn't remain in isolation of the greater audience. I think that is one of the ways we're trying to address the reach of the audience. We know that we can't please everyone, but at the same time, we do acknowledge that we have to reach the most remote parts of the country, and this is how we're going to try and achieve that.
And Jihad, just giving in any perhaps last messages that you'd like to put out to our listeners?
We encourage them to come through and support the festival. I think the masterclasses that we've been presented are some of the most sought after in the industry. It's very hard to come by. You won't easily get to engage with these stakeholders anytime soon, unless you're going to be traveling to where they live and work. So go onto our website, go purchase tickets. We've made it very affordable for people to participate. I don't think I've ever seen a film festival with such affordable rates before. And I think that's also part of our commitment to breaking down barriers to entry, to let everyone know that there's an opportunity to participate. You don't have to spend thousands of rand to come through. It's a few hundred rand, and you'll get value far beyond that. So we encourage them to come through. And if not that, come to the Film Market Expo. It's free entry. Come to Cape Town Stadium tomorrow. Free entry. We want people to participate. We want them to understand what careers and opportunities exist within this industry. Let's make this fun.
All right. Jihad, thank you so much for joining us on the line this morning. Hopefully you'll have a wonderful event.
Thank you so much, Abs, and you have a good day.
Thank you so much.